I'm David Brown. We're back here in Penfield. Historic Farm Days underway. This is day number three of the four-day event. This is usually our busiest day, and the weather has been cooperating. It's been a beautiful morning for folks to come on out here to the showgrounds and enjoy this wonderful show. And, you know, one of our partners this year is NextLink Internet. Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good to see you. Introduce yourself.
I'm Cam.
And who do we have here?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Hey, you guys have done an awesome job providing our internet here, not only right here where we are, but throughout the showgrounds. And I want to talk a little bit about NextLink and how folks in the East Central Illinois and Western Indiana area can benefit. Tell me about the high-speed internet.
We are bringing high-speed internet to a lot of rural customers that weren't previously available to it. Very good, very affordable internet.
Yeah, and you're talking about speeds, basically a minimum 100 meg, I believe.
Oh, yeah, very minimum, up to and exceeding a gigabyte.
And the equipment has changed a lot over the years. In the old days, you had to have these humongous dishes to get any type of signal at all, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, we got some, it's under a foot, so it's a very small dish, and you know, like Mitch said, very fast, very good speeds.
How does the process work for the typical homeowner? Do you come out, you test the signal at their house, I believe, right?
Yeah, we'll come out and put a small dish up, and it's a line of sight internet, so we'll shoot back to a tower in your area, and yeah, it depends on what package you get, but some very good speeds.
But most family homes, I believe, 100 meg would be probably more than sufficient, right?
Yeah, that'll do like your streaming and... if you want a game and stuff like that, you know, you probably want a little bit faster than that. But honestly, you could probably game on our lowest package even.
And you go all the way up to a gig, I believe.
Yes, sir.
How about on the upload side first? I know small businesses, that's important to them to be able to upload and transfer files back and forth.
Yeah, so upload is our lowest package. It's 20 megabytes a second. And it goes up to 200 megabytes a second.
And that's pretty fast. I mean, that'll move most files unless you're, like, video's, of course, big. I know that.
Right, yeah, that's more than enough for really anything you want, honestly.
So if they're not sure whether they're going to be able to get internet at their home, I know right now you've got a computer here. You can punch in their address or be able to follow up with them in a week or so if they stop by the booth here.
Yeah, if you stop by and sign up, we have some... we have a discounted rate for the first year, and yeah, so come by, write your email down, and someone from NextLink will get back to you.
That's a $45 package right now, I believe, right?
Yep, that's the cheapest package, and it goes up to $100 for our largest package.
All right, so they can come by here and talk to you about it. You're next, right next to the windmill, next to our studios. I want to thank you guys for helping provide our internet, just not for WITY only, but throughout the grounds here. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
You guys will be here all day, so come on by. Got a clipboard here, and you got some giveaways, too.
Oh, yeah, we got some free stuff.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. NextLink Internet. Stop by and go to nextlinkinternet.com to find out more information. I'm going to mosey over here and talk to a guy that I've known just a little while. He's been putting around here on the grounds the last few days. John Fredrickson, good to see you.
It's great to be here.
Tell me, what's been the highlight for you so far, John?
Well, just seeing all the friends. The first day I was here, all I did was visit with some of my old high school friends and neighbors and collector friends and just had a great time.
Now, you live in Kentland, Indiana, but you were born right in this area.
I was born 2 miles straight east of the showgrounds here. And when I was in the seventh grade, I watched them, looked out the window of the upstairs classroom and watched them build the gymnasium.
So you went to this Penfield school?
In the seventh and eighth grade.
Wow, that's amazing. It's got to bring back a lot of memories for you.
A lot of memories. Whenever I come back here, which is, I live 62 miles away, it's just like coming home.
Now, I just had someone ask me this morning, and I know you'll have the answer because you're involved not only with this show, but Half Century. They said, what is the basic difference between Half Century of Progress and Historic Farm Days?
Well, I say Historic Farm Days is a dress rehearsal for Half Century. And none of us involved ever had any vision that Half Century would turn into the event that it is today.
We thought it would be more like a regional type Midwest show, but it's worldwide.
Well, it's worldwide. We have people coming from foreign countries. A lot of people come from Canada. It's unbelievable how far someone will haul a tractor. I had a call here about a month ago from a gentleman from Tucson, Arizona, that was bringing a semi-load of tractors to Historic Farm Days.
Of course, that is going to be held at the airport in Rantoul, the former Chanute Air Force Base. 400 acres of property there, and we're going to be doing a lot of field demonstrations. Of course, there'll be a lot of vendors there and entertainment.
Yes, there's something for everyone there. And I tell people that's never been there before, you will not be disappointed.
Not at all. Now, what are we going to be kind of showcasing this year? What's the theme for the half-century show?
Well, as we're celebrating 100 years of Caterpillar, the internet, a group of international collectors are gathering a huge display of 1206s. I know John Deere's got some special exhibits lined up for their booth, and it's just going to be a great show for everyone.
And then they have an entertainment tent there, so we'll have some special shows. I know Max will have some stuff going on there too.
That's true. And there's just something for it. And I understand that maybe the merchants in Paxton are possibly going to have a bus come down there so the ladies can ride up to Paxton to do some shopping in their, you know, downtown area. I haven't got really many of the details, but I've heard that's a possibility.
And of course, the food vendors are everywhere there. You got all kinds of food.
Oh, we've got all kinds of food, and we've got vendors calling Larry Barry still wanting to come, but basically he's full.
And you culminate each evening with tractor pulls.
Yes, as far as it's unbelievable the amount of tractors that show up there for the tractor pull. They come from basically all over this part of the Midwest.
I think back of the shows we've had there and all the different demonstrations from the year that, remember the year we had all the Amish there with the horses and the plowing? That was quite a stunt, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. And it's really interesting. It's amazing. We still have a small display of horses and horse equipment. And we have several Amish families come to visit our show.
Absolutely. And then now the steam engines will be there, too, and they do some field demonstrations.
Oh, yes. You name it, it'll be out there. One of the features that people enjoy watching is Earthquake, that's owned by the Randall family in Holgate, Ohio. They always bring that tractor, and it's kind of one of a kind. And they go to a lot of effort to get that tractor here every year.
Yes, they do. It does take, it is quite an undertaking to get it here.
Yes.
Now tell me a little bit about the setup as far as reservations for carts. Golf carts, they've been reserved for quite a while.
Yeah, you cannot get an advance registration for golf carts right now. That's been filled about 6 weeks ago. There is a possibility. They do have cancellations. I tell people that if you don't have a reservation, show up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's probably a 50-50 chance that you'll be able to get a golf cart. But there's no guarantees with that.
And people can bring their carts and their ATVs, right?
ATVs and golf carts. There's a $40 fee that you pay as you come in the gate, which our gate is cash only. We do not take credit cards. And that's good for the whole show. So if you got a camper or you're going outside to go to a motel someplace to your vehicle, you only pay that fee once.
And, of course, they can go to halfcenturyofprogressshow.com to get more information.
That's correct.
August 21st through the 24th, we want you to put that on the calendar. That's about a month away. It'll be here before we know it, John.
Absolutely. When we get rested up here, it's time to go again.
Before I let you go, what do the crops look like up in the Kentland area?
We've been very blessed. The evening of 4th of July, we had right in our immediate area, we had 1 to 2 inches of rain. We've been getting showers all along, And we're blessed with a great-looking crop in that particular area.
Both corn and beans.
Both corn and beans. That may not be true, everyone. I mean, the rains have been very spotty.
Mm-hmm. Scantlin Elevator, you've got two locations.
Yes, one in Sheldon and one in our headquarters is in Kentland, Indiana, and we're one of the few privately owned elevators in this part of the country.
Family owned and operated all these years, and I appreciate your commitment to agriculture.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you this question. Here's the big one. Have you found any tractors here to take back home to put in your shed?
Well, at Mowry's auction a couple weeks ago, I bought an F-14, an international F-14. It's a 1939 model, and it just so happens it's the same age as I am.
Wow, that's awesome. Russell said he's got his eye on for a cockshut 20.
Okay, I'm sure that's right up his alley.
John, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You know that.
Well, thank you very much, and we really appreciate the support that WITY gives our shows.
We're glad to do it, John, all these years, and we'll be here for the Half Century Progress Show next month as well. Folks, come on out to Historic Farm Days. Gates have been open since 7 this morning, $10 to get in. If you need a golf cart, there's plenty of those available. You can rent those. You really need a golf cart or another way to get around because there's 120 acres to see here on the showgrounds. And trying to walk that is very difficult to do. So Danny Coker and his crew from Battery Specialists will fix you up with a golf cart. They've got different sizes, anywhere from hauling 4 to 8 or 6, whatever. You just tell them what you need, and they'll fix you up with a golf cart for the day. There's lots of things to see here today. Field demonstrations going on, potato digging, thrashing, corn crib filling, and they'll also be doing some plowing here today as well. Right now, Russell's got his tractor games going on. And, of course, we don't forget about our parade coming up at 1 o'clock. That is something in itself to watch as they line up the tractors and the other machinery here to go through that parade throughout the whole grounds. Blacksmith shop's open. The sawmill's going. The old schoolhouse and the log cabin. There's just a lot to see. And we've got things here for the kids to do, too. The kiddie train. Bring the whole family out. Enjoy a wonderful day here at Historic Farm Days, located 11 miles east of Rantoul, just off U.S. 136. We'll be back with another report coming up soon. Park it right here on the official voice for Historic Farm Days, WITY.